We,
Sonia
and Janooni, are a couple of pals studying science in undergrad. We are not professionals.
Though every episode is meticulously researched, mistakes do happen.
If you notice that anything...
And we mean anything!
...we state is inaccurate, please let us know.
Your comments, suggestions, and queries are important in furthering our personal and audience's understanding of science.
Thanks for being a part of this discussion.
We appreciate you.
We really do.
Bop bop. Beep it up bop.
Hello? Oh, are we recording?
Yeah, now we are.
Okay, hello?
Probably only got the... Hello? Okay, wait.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Hello!
Welcome back to another episode of Beaker Bros.
I'm Sonia.
I'm Janooni.
And we're Beaker Bros.
Why? Oh, I was gonna say, do you wanna explain why we're Beaker Bros? How does it go again?
We haven't done this in a while. We drink out of beakers.
Because we're bros.
Clank. Clank. Anyways, how have you been, Janooni? It's been a little while since putting out an episode.
Yes, I want to say a good month or so.
Yeah.
Tired, let's be real. With the new year.
The new year.
New habits.
New habits. Yeah. What a segue. Do you want to dive into what we're talking about here?
Yeah. As I said, I have new habits I had to form this new year. I think everyone knows about the new year. We have new resolutions. And as...
New year, new me.
Exactly. As easy as it is to say we have, you know, these New Year resolutions, there's a lot of stuff that go behind creating a habit, creating a resolution.
And the psychology of it.
Perhaps the psychology of habits, which is this week's episode. We're just going to kind of delve into what a habit is, the different aspects of it, because I know there's a lot of theories of, like, you just need this and this to have a habit formed, or you need to be consistent by this many days for a habit to be formed. And we're just going to try to, like... talk about the research and what we've kind of found and discovered.
Yeah. So I guess just to start off a little bit with defining what a habit is. So according to an article by Gardner and Rebar, I believe their name is, that was published in 2019, they define the word habit in pretty simple terms. And quote, let me just read it here. They say that habits are action associations learned through prior performance. And these habits or these actions can become habitual behavior when regulated by an impulsive process. So it's really like the innate desire to like do something with minimal cognitive effort, awareness, control, or initiation.
So to kind of more like break down what you said, so with a habit, it's definitely includes, there's four different components to start a habit. So you have the cue, you have the craving, you have the response, and the reward. So there's really four different parts just for a habit to form. And with that, you actually create a habit loop, which is essentially describing several related elements that produce habits. So these elements have been called the cue, as I mentioned before, or trigger, the routine, so, or the behavior, and then the reward. So let's take an example of stress could serve as a cue that a person responds to by eating or smoking or drinking, which then produces the rewards such as the reduction of stress, at least like in the moment. And then you have that habit where, again, you have stress and then you either eat, smoke, or drink or whatever to get that same reward. It's all, again, like conditioning, like what we've learned about classical conditioning. There's a part of it where you have the conditioned stimulus, unconditioned stimulus, and then you have the conditioned response and the unconditioned response. Over time, these habits may be, if you were able to associate a specific trigger to the conditioned stimulus you want, that's how you can form a habit as well.
I have a quick question about that. So I'm reading a little bit more from the article I pulled up. And it says, blah, 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 regulation of action becomes detached from motivation or violation of control. So does that, or not violation, I can't say the words. It's a hard word for Elmo. But I, just to ignore that word, I guess, it becomes detached from motivation or control. So it's not really like having the desire to do it, but it's more so like to...
instinctive at one point.
Yeah, to like subdue a feeling or action that you want to like achieve or like minimize.
Say that again.
So it's like the process or the action isn't done for like an intrinsic desire, mm-hmm. but more so from the motivational standpoint to, like, subdue, like, a stressor or, like, achieve some sort of goal in the end.
So, like, more of an external stimuli?
Yeah, that's...
Okay, no, yeah. I definitely agree with that.
I mean, there could be, like, intrinsic...
There could be. There is definitely, like, we don't know what the reward is for, like, different people could be, like, different things, right? Mm-hmm. We have also, there's the difference of, like, having a habit versus a repeated routine, like, a routine, mm-hmm. which is basically how a routine involves repeated behavior. But it's not, like you said, it's a routine is not an ingrained impulse, so it's not automatic, while you yeah. have something as a habit, which is more like you do it right away. Yeah. So you might wash the dishes every day, you might mm-hmm. go to the gym without feeling the like an impulse to it. So like you were saying, like, it's like the extrinsic, oh my god, that's a big word for all of that. Sorry. It's like more an external like motivation for yeah. something to do it automatically.
Uh-huh.
But a routine is like you feel like you need to do those things.
Question I have, can habits or are all habits good, or is there like inherently some like action, or what am I trying to say? Like, for example, people can have habits of like biting their nails, or like being like me, or like
as I'm biting my nail right now,
or like procrastination, or being a workaholic. Like, some of them have good outcomes for you, but like, do they and like are they ultimately bad? Like,
yeah, habits. There's definitely bad habits, like smoking, right? Smoking yeah. itself. It's like...
Like, are there good habits, though?
Yeah, for sure. It's like... I was gonna say, it's like me waking up at 7 a.m. I don't do that, like, impulsively. It's stuff like as in...
But then is that a routine or a habit?
Yeah, so if... If, let's say, my body naturally wakes up at 7 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
there's some sort of cue that has been triggered for me to wake up at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Or even that your alarm could itself be a cue. Mm-hmm. It is very much, like, an impulsive thing. Mm-hmm. But let's say me going, like, if I am thinking, oh, I want to go to the gym today, but I go to the gym every day at 7 p.m., mm-hmm. right? I'm really thinking, like, okay, I have to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, a routine because you're repeating the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say just something instinctively, like, I'm trying to think.
Like, if I may try to mm-hmm. give a comment here. So, like, you could have the motivation to go to the gym because you want to, like, look a certain way mm-hmm. or, like, have a certain health mm-hmm. outcome. But, like, it becomes a habit, I guess, when, like, you need to go. Like, it fulfills some sort of, like, tick, I guess. Or maybe not tick isn't the right word, but, like...
You're still, like, it's not impulsive. Like, you going to the gym, there's mm-hmm. a lot of... the thought process behind that, right?
So I guess there's a difference between, like, need and want when it comes to habits. Is that fair? Because, like...
Yes and no. Okay, so here's a better thing. Okay, okay. It's like, so you come home from work, right? Mm-hmm. And without you realizing, let's say you're a runner, so you run every day once you come back from work. You pick up your shoes without even thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, you proceed to go up and like change or like something. Like, you, that's like something you don't like think about it.
So it's like complete detachment, you just do it. That's
like you
a
just
habit.
Do it, yes.
Okay.
But a routine is like me thinking, okay, you're driving back home, you're like, okay, I have to get my running shoes, gotta get dressed. Like, if you put any, from my understanding, if you put any thought process behind that, that's a routine.
Okay.
Yes.
I got you.
Or even, or, like, when you buckle your seatbelt when you get into a car, mm-hmm. right?
Like, it's if you're, just, like...
If you just do it,
yeah.
right? You don't think about it. You just, like, it's... There's no actual, like, what's that word? Like, apparent, obvious thought that's
yeah.
going between them. Sorry, conscious thoughts that mm-hmm. are occurring.
Okay.
So, it's more... I want to say habits are more unconscious.
Gotcha.
Yes. So, us going to the gym is not a habit. It's just a routine.
Routine, got it.
Let me see. There's other questions. Why are habits so hard to break? Mm-hmm. Like, again, biting nails. Like, this is a habit I have where, like, I've been playing with my hair since I have been a child. Like,
yeah.
I don't even realize I'm doing it.
You just kind of, like,
I just twirl fidgeting. It. I'm just, like, it's just something I've always mm-hmm. been doing. I don't really care to break the habit because I'm, like, it's just me playing my hair. There's no harm that's really
yeah.
occurring. But I guess in situations where, like, professional situations, I'm talking to someone and I'm just, like,
just, like,
I'm,
twirling.
Like, just twirling my hair. Or, like, I'm just playing with it because it's just, like, for me, when I am playing with my hair, it's just me thinking about something. Or, like, mm-hmm. I'm actually, like, I'm invested in whatever conversation I'm having. So it's just, like, my form of, like, okay. Like, it's me trying to, I guess, in a way, center my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's my explanation.
It's like, it's like some people, maybe I'm, like, not understanding. Yeah. So if I'm putting words in your mouth, let me know.
Yes.
But, like, for me, I have a tendency, like, when I'm mid-thought to just, like, put my hand on my chin and just, like, yeah. do that as, yeah. like, a way of thinking. Even though it's not involved in the thinking process, mm-hmm. I just sort of, like, do that.
Yeah. Because it's just, like, something, it's like a habit almost, right? Because yeah. you have, like, some sort of cue that's been consistent every single time. Like, maybe you thinking, like, the amount of, like, effort you're putting into thinking and you're, like, mm-hmm. hmm. And then maybe that helps facilitate a certain response.
Yeah.
And then you have that reward of, like, answering your question.
Mm-hmm.
But so why are habits so hard to break? Again, it could be simply because a person may not be fully aware of their habit.
Mm-hmm.
Since habits are built to make things happen without, like, us even thinking much about it. So basically, consciously intervening in one's own habitual behavior can mm-hmm. like, it just won't come naturally, like,
yeah.
So breaking a habit actually requires consideration and effort. It's like yeah. things like again, I didn't realize I played with my hair uh-huh. until someone goes, I don't really remember who, they're like, oh, you know, like, why do you always play with your hair? Or like mm-hmm. like they would be like,
you're, I noticed hair. That in conversation. Yeah, yeah. Like it's like,
yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah. So like I didn't realize I did that until someone pointed it out.
Mm.
Right. So very much I could have gone 21 years of my life until if no one pointed it out, because it was just something I just did. Right. Mm-hmm. So to break it, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm aware. Now maybe I could break it by being like, okay, wait, I'm touching my, okay, let's just put my hands away.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So habits are hard to break because you're not aware that it is a habit.
Yeah.
So even like, with people smoking, like, you would think that's like mm-hmm. how are you not aware that you're smoking? So my dad's a smoker, and with him, like, he'll like be doing something and he'll just pick up a cigarette without realizing
mm-hmm.
and then it's like, dad, why are you like smoking? And he's like, wait, what? He doesn't even realize
yeah.
it. Like, it just comes naturally. So even like aspects like that, it's like, while it may seem like it's a conscious thought, it's very much like it becomes unconscious to people.
Yeah. I feel like the way that it sounds, like, breaking habits are something that are just, like, it's uncomfortable to do it, mm-hmm. which is why people, like, choose not to.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's the smallest thing, like, the fact that you have to think about it is more work than, you know, just doing it naturally, I guess.
Yes, yes. I was gonna say, okay, there's a book that I was reading that was called The Power of Habit. It's by Charles, Duhigg?
She's a woman that can read.
It's basically a New York Times reporter who published this back in like 2012. It's a really good book. It's called The Power of Habit: Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business, which I think is a really good read. Like, it's very it's written, like, it may seem like a self-help book, but it's mm-hmm. written in a way with, like, has a lot of anecdotes and examples to really illustrate the author's points,
yeah.
and it gets the point across. So there's one point where he's talking about the golden rule of habit change. And it basically is talking about how to stop addictive habits and replace them with new ones. So you can't necessarily get rid of a habit, mm-hmm. but you can replace it with something else.
Oh,
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you can still have the initial cue or whatever, but you have to replace that routine, replace that response, but you keep that reward.
That's so interesting. No wonder, I don't know if this is, like, necessarily a common thing, but I've heard that, like, oftentimes a lot of addicts,
mm-hmm.
they become, like, when they're trying to get off of, like, whatever addiction they have, they start going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that sort of, like, feeds into the, what's it called? Like, the rewards.
The habit loop?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the whole, like, the cue
response. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, sorry, cue, routine, reward.
Yeah.
What am I saying? I got that mixed up.
Yes! Reward aspect
cue,
of it.
Cue, craving, response, reward.
Yeah.
There we go.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's, like, at least one theory. I definitely agree that in psychology of habits, there's different, like, aspects of it. Like, there's things of, like, people are like, oh, doesn't it take this many days for a habit to form? And they mm-hmm. would think, like, if you do this every single day, it
yeah.
becomes, like, a habit. But honestly, like...
Because you had that with running, right?
Yeah, I had that with running. Like, when I started running, like, it was very conscious, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I have to get out there and run every single day.
Uh-huh.
It probably wasn't until, like, for me personally, until, like, the 30-day mark, where it just became, I would come home from work and just instantly go running.
Just, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't, like, it's just, like, it's
drop
just,
your shit and
literally, like,
take
I would just,
off.
Like, put it on, put my shoes on, my ankle brace, all that stuff, and I would just go running, and it just became, like a habit, and then when I had to stop running, it felt really like something was missing
mm-hmm.
and then I had to actually I had to replace it with something else because it felt like there's an aspect like it just felt off. So I would start exercising and I would get the same reward of like feeling good. Uh-huh. Like there's I don't know what the physiological aspects of me.
Some sort of chemical is released.
So I'm still getting that same effect of like when I would run, but I just had to change that routine instead. Mm-hmm. So instead of like running, I would go to the gym.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's exactly a habit, but that's how I was able to break that habit.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't want to break.
Yeah.
So,
like
but
you got the reward through another means.
So yeah. But again, like to break a habit, you have to put it has to be more conscious,
mm-hmm.
and you have to put consideration and effort into it. But there's no like standardized like this is how many days you have to do something for it to be a habit. There's this article basically that's saying that the bottom line is that it can take anywhere between 18 to 254 days.
Yikes.
To form a new habit, and on average for 66 days for a new behavior to become automatic. So you have to, like, there's the habit, but then there's also the habit of the behavior being automatic.
Imagine, no wonder it's so tough for, like, alcoholics or anyone with addiction to break it, because not only... Is that time component?
Yeah.
But it's also like all the withdrawal symptoms that come with it.
Exactly.
That are trying to like push you to go back to the addiction that you had.
Exactly. So it's essentially there's like no one size that fits all.
Yeah.
Figure for like how like the time frame, and like the time frame is so broad because some habits are just easier to form than others, and some people might find it easier to develop new behaviors. So again, like breaking something like an addiction or like trying to replace that with another habit, it will take a while because those are harder habits to form.
Mm-hmm.
Hence why there's such a broad time frame. So again, there's no right or wrong timeline. It's just really just figuring out what works for you. So you constantly again like put motivation, like if you really want to form a habit, you have to put in the effort.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I want to ask, have you ever had to break like a tough habit to break? Like I know you said your running thing, mm-hmm. but how have you overcome that?
I can't think of anything on top of my mind. How about you though?
No, I have a...
No.
Not at all. That's why I ask. Because, like, I have a pretty bad habit biting my nails. But, like, I've never been able to get, like, I've tried.
I
remember when I was younger. I'm sure if I truly wanted to, I could. But I remember my parents would, like... Or my mom, she would put, like, the certain type of nail polish where if I bite it, it would taste, like, absolutely terrible. But she stopped because it really annoyed me. But, like, I still bite my nails still this day.
I had a habit of biting my nails when I was younger. And then my mom would put, like, lemon on my hands before I would go to sleep so I wouldn't bite at them. But I very much stopped biting my nails. One, because I was, like, I got, like, really, like, not insecure. But I was, like, my nails look so ugly.
Yeah, that's me right now. That's why I just, like...
You're, like, anyways. It's in the pocket. But then I started getting my nails done. Mm-hmm. And once I started getting my nails done, there was some part of me that was, like, I paid for this. Why am I biting
them? Like, why am I going to waste my money?
Literally. And I actually stopped, like, when I would get my nails done, I just stopped, basically, biting my nails. Because there's, like, some... I think because there was a conscious aspect to it of, like, wait, don't do that. You just got them done. And it wasn't the same, like, I guess, taste of biting my nails that I was just like, wait, this is off. And then I would, like, I somehow stopped it.
So I guess the lesson learned from that, if you're biting your nails or have any sort of habit,
get
just
your
stop.
Nails done. Oh.
That too.
Just stop.
Just
it's
stop.
Not that hard.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No,
you're
is.
Fine.
It, yeah, is. It can be very hard at times.
Yeah.
Hence,
I've been biting my nails for, like, 17 years.
Yeah. It just depends on, like, how ingrained that habit is into you, right? Which is, again, fair, so you have to, like, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
What was I gonna say? Oh, you were mentioning about the, like, if you have an addiction to alcohol and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, fun fact about, like, Alcoholics Anonymous. So, this was actually, there's this dude named Bill Wilson, who was essentially a recovering alcoholic, but who's, like, basically his faith in Christ, like, basically,
religion,
yes, having his faith in, like, the Christian religion basically led him to create AA.
Oh, interesting.
Which is kind of like cool because he essentially that goes back to the whole like breaking the habit.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to keep the initial cue but replace the routine to have the same reward.
Okay.
But well, yeah, it's so great.
It's interesting history.
Yeah. It's interesting to see like what it started off and like what it is now, which I think is really cool.
Are you working on any habits?
Either
setting or breaking?
Forming a habit. I want to, like, I've been wanting to go on a hike every week, but now that we've had the discussion of a habit, I don't think that's a habit. think that's more of like a routine.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, hey, if you ever want to go on a hike, let me know.
I will. It's been snowing quite often.
It has been. It's been cold.
Yeah, it's been cold. I want to get back into running, of course.
Mm-hmm. I need to get running shoes.
I need to bring them to Hamilton. How are you? Any habits you want to specifically form?
I want to start being active again. I've been such a couch potato. I hate it.
I know what you mean.
Like, God.
I didn't get to work out today, but I was like in DBAC basically watching people work out, and I went, ah. Like, I had this, like, you know that feeling of when I actually work out?
Mm-hmm.
I got that by just watching other people work out. And I was like, ah.
Like, you felt huge by seeing them.
Yeah, like, I just felt good by watching people working out. And I went, I want to work out. Like, I had that craving. So, mm-hmm. That's part of the health, the habit loop. You mm-hmm. know, the whole cue. So, probably the cue is, like, seeing the gym. The craving is, I want to work out. The response is me working out. Mm-hmm. The reward is me getting huge.
You can't see me now, but I'm flexing.
Oh, she's too huge.
Massive.
But I think that's it for this week's episode. As for your habits to our listeners, mm-hmm. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know what you're addicted to. You can DM us or comment below.
We will also be asking our housemates about their habits, so check out that post.
Yeah. Well, until then, until next episode.
Bye.
Bye.